Okay, so I've teased it enough that last night I had a dream that I was in a relationship with one of my coworkers. Okay, for the record, this is all in good fun. I do not endorse office relationships unless your company allows it. Okay, this was just a dream. Now, there was no hanky-panky, but there was a bit of a smooch. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Cat Spencer.
Yes! Wait a minute. I was hoping you'd call me. This is awesome.
Is this the greatest day of your life?
It is a huge compliment that you're lying in bed thinking about me at night.
Here we go. Well, just so people know, I've mentioned on many occasions, darling, that you and I have been friends for over 20 years. And
yeah.
I woke up this morning thinking, Kat is actually a very nice man to date. Why did I not hook up with you 20-something years ago?
I think I believe that there was a lineup of other people to date you, and I was near the end of the line.
I looked up what it meant if you dream you're dating one of your coworkers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And this is where I'm sure it comes from. Remember the other day we had a staff Zoom meeting and I forgot about it and you texted me to remind me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, funny enough, it says that when you dream about dating someone that you are working with, you want to succeed with them at work and you rely on that person to help you do your tasks.
Oh, you're using me, I think.
I am using you, Kat Spencer, as my personal assistant. So thank you very much for that.
I'll take it. Now, just to be clear, you said in this dream there was no hanky-panky, but there was a smooch.
Yeah, there was no hanky-panky, sweetheart, just a smooch. And I think I actually dumped you at the end of my dream.
At my age, a smooch qualifies as hanky-panky. Sweet dreams, Donna, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, baby. You can catch Kat and Claudia this afternoon at kicking things off at 5 o'clock. Oh, Kat, you better call your work wife, Claudia Marquez, now.